neck of the woods. Filthy as 12-bar, filthy as a stuttering key in the hazy door lock at 4 a.m. Filthy as I don't know what it means to love you. Out in the country, there's no fence to speak of. There's just the blonde path, wide enough for a truck wide enough for two bodies to ride restlessly beside one another without ever touching. There's no fence to speak of, just various dusks, and I'm in love with the dust that kicks up. I'm in love with what a dirt road does to a truck. There's no edge of the woods, there's just the blonde path stretching out of the dark green like a leg bone, a radio dial catching a hit of station before moving on past into the static. Two girls ride ruthlessly beside one another, one filthy as a story, the other filthy as a storyteller. One girl might leave a trail of crumbs behind her. One might leave a line of poured out gasoline. Old evening air, the way warm soda tastes like a hangover, a long drive in July. I got plenty of time. You got light in your eyes. It's all the middle of nowhere. When the music stops, everybody scatters, even the light. An embarrassment of a sunset, really, and why even talk about the stars as if we still care about them in the off hours when we're not confessing to the dead? These girls wore each other, is what I mean. Passed out in each other's shoes, past the ends of sentences from one to the other, like taking belts of whiskey out the bottle. One night, one girl waves goodbye to the other, and the empty fifth she leaves in my hand is where the story turns dark, is where I stick myself against the story, flush as a wheat paste poster, contact printing my body back onto itself, a decade delayed. Love. This is where the joke begins. One girl's gotten gone. Her brother walks into a bar to deliver the punchline, and the other girl doubles over. An inside job. See, you gotta be able to fall for there to be an edge. See the bar in waves, the doubled stars in waves, all just frosting on a cold cake. Both girls breathless in their own bodies now. Now, it's a ruthless thing to know what's about to happen to someone who does not know what's about to happen. One girl might see years go by in waves of roadside signs, a trail of vein rise up on the back of her hand before it begins to wind down the twin bones of her forearm. Two girls trailed each other, delivered one another from one year to the next, twinned until they wound down to just one night. One girl might leave a line of salt in the dirt, one a flush of dust sifted into a river. What is there left to leave when there's no body to speak of? This is where the storyteller begins. I'm trying to know what it means to love anyone else the way I meant to love her, the way a sweet tooth loves salt. Sugar, I used to know this place like the back of my papery hand. Now there's just the blonde past, a river oversaturated with roses and ash, a back way home, a way back to what there ever is to leave behind. I'm trying. The smell of fresh pine, the small task of rain on a windshield, adrift like the bow of a single fiddle, drawing itself across my collarbone, my lungs sinking and rising slow like sloppy keys in a deep octave, my heart resting dark like a gun in a glove box whenever I might need to lean for it. I've paid some hush money to the unpaved path, the paved overpassed, plucked up the door lock, and parked two loose cigarettes in the useless tape deck. Then that small piece of quiet, after the click of the ignition, but before the radio cuts on, the quarter glass coaxing in the scalene country air, yellowing its passengerless slant over half the truck's bench seat, the angles catching nobody, missing it all, what any girl with half a mind wanders out this way for, to take as much of it in, over and over, and sure enough, breathe it all the way out.